Current State on WKAR. Thanks for joining us. This Sunday, the 13th annual Cello Plus Chamber Music Series gets underway at MSU's College of Music. MSU cello professor Suren Bhagratuni organizes the event and performs with his musical colleagues throughout the festival. Professor Bhagratuni joins us in the Current State studio now to play some Bach in a moment and to tell us more about Cello Plus. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This is the 13th annual Cello Plus Chamber Music Festival. How did this get started?
Well, it got started a little bit earlier while I was in Illinois. And then here, our dean asked me to maybe it would be possible to bring it over here. And actually, he financed it because I wasn't financed before. So, and then my friends heard about it and they like to come here and play. Just communicate with each other and meet new people and new audience. So it's
beautiful. How many events took place in Illinois and how many have taken place here at Michigan State?
In Illinois, I could do only about three concerts. Here, I do three or four. And now we started doing Bach Around the Clock, which is a marathon, whole day Bach music on his birthday on March 21st. So it's quite an event.
So that's coming up as well. Bach Around the Clock?
Yes, that's the name. I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit...
When and where does that take place?
It took place the first time it was last year, and because it was very successful, we decided to do it this year, and then it got a very generous sponsorship from Bill and Joan Church, so they are our sponsors for that event.
Okay.
Yes.
Cello Plus takes place over several days with many performers.
Yep.
Take us through the venues, the music, and the musicians involved.
Okay, the venue is only one. It's a Cook Auditorium. It's a newly renovated auditorium at Music Building. And then we have first concert dedicated to Schubert, although it's going to be different music performed. Also, I have a singer from New York who's going to sing some Schumann and Grieg songs. Then we are playing Schubert's famous trio, the second E-flat major trio. That's the first concert. Second concert will be dedicated to young or early years of Beethoven. It's his three-string trios from Opus 9. It's going to be only one event. Then we start Bach Around the Clock, 12 o'clock concert, 3 o'clock concert, and 7:30 concert. In between, our students are going to perform his... French suites. So it's going to be full day of Bach.
And what time does it get started?
It starts at 12 p.m. at noon.
Okay, 12 noon
yeah.
This Sunday at the Cook Auditorium.
No, I'm sorry. Sunday is the first concert. It's a Schubert and more at 3 p.m.
Okay, very good. You are bringing together not only MSU musicians, but also visiting artists. Are
yes.
these musicians who have performed together often?
Not, maybe sometimes even never. Sometimes they just meet here for first time.
So there's real spontaneity to,
yes,
this, to this presentation.
Absolutely. Yes, some of us are acquainted with each other. Some of us played with each other. Some of us never heard about each other.
How long have you been playing the cello?
Oh, that would be 46 years. No, 45.
45 years, and you have a beautiful instrument here you're holding on to. Tell us about it.
The instrument is made by one of the sons of Carlo Bergonzi. His name was Michelangelo Bergonzi. It's made in Cremona in 1778.
My goodness. And describe, and you've owned this and played this for how long?
Oh, this one is in my possession for probably 20 years only. I was very lucky. I was touring Switzerland, and I found it in the shop, and I fell in love with it, and I decided to buy it.
And it's never been far from your side ever
never.
Since, is that right?
It sleeps in my bedroom.
Does it sleep in your bed? That's
no.
what we want to know.
I'm afraid I can crush it, no.
Okay. How many other instruments do you own? I'm
really
curious.
I have a couple of more cellos, but nothing this old or valuable.
Okay. You are going to play some unaccompanied Bach for us, part one of the monumental collections of work for solo cello from J.S. Bach.
Yeah.
Talk about the importance of these pieces And tell us what they mean to you as a cello player.
They mean to me a lot because I grew up with this music. Since I'm 10 years old, I've been playing these suites. Not all of them, of course, because they are not very simple. But they've been accompanying me pretty much all my life. And those are very significant pieces. I would say most important for the cellist. Occupy the most important spot in any cellist's repertoire. So everybody has to know them. They are incredibly popular, even for non-cellist audiences or non-musicians even, because they are beautiful and they are written in 17th century in Kyoto. It's the only period when Bach was writing instrumental music.
Uh-huh. This is the kind of music where even people who don't consider themselves classical music enthusiasts are probably going to recognize some of these things. They're such monumental pieces.
Yes, and you know, very interesting thing about Bach, I found out myself when I heard some arrangements. Jazz musicians take the theme from Bach and mm-hmm. improvise on it, and it still sounds beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing can change the beauty of this music.
One of my most treasured albums is classical guitarist Christopher Parkening.
Oh, yes.
And his album Parkening Plays Bach. Yeah. And a good number of those are cello pieces that have been transcribed to the guitar. That one's
exactly.
That's the album that sleeps with me.
Yes, okay.
Parkening plays yeah. Bach. Tell us about what you're going to play for us.
I will play probably Sarabande from his C major suite, which is number 3. And then we'll see. If we have more time, I'll go on.
We would enjoy that. Why don't
Thank
you make
you
your way
much.
Over to our microphone? This will be our first live music that we've ever had performed in Current State, and we have talked about this for months and months and months, so we're off to the races. And he is all set here with his Bergansi. Again, this is MSU cello professor Seren Bagratuni performing Bach on Current State.
Mm-hmm.